Hey guys, and welcome to the Perfectly Wasted podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 53 on Lucio Ball. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with the bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, and cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So, if you listen to my podcast, you know that I do enjoy playing Blizzard video games, and I do enjoy playing Overwatch, even though it makes me salty quite a bit. So that being said, Lucio Ball, which is the Summer Games 2016 specialty game, basically special game mode that they came out with, was probably what I consider the most fun game mode that they've come out with in the game since I've been playing it. Now, I really did enjoy Uprising, and I didn't actually have a lot of time to play the Halloween event last year, but I've played most of the other events, the Snowball events, and so on and so forth. I didn't really enjoy most of the other event game modes that came out, but Lucio Ball was very, very enjoyable. And actually, after playing Lucio Ball and having people tell me it was like Rocket League, I very strongly considered purchasing Rocket League because I enjoyed the game mode that much. So basically, if you've never played Lucio Ball before, it's very similar to Rocket League. If you've never played Rocket League before, it's kind of like a game of soccer that has fewer players and that you go through and try and score goals on your opponent. In Rocket League, you use vehicles to do so, and in Lucio Ball, you use Lucio. And now, in the previous Summer Games, there were a couple of things that are going to be different from the new Lucio Ball release that's going to be happening this week. So the things that are going to be different is they adjusted his ultimate. In the original version of Lucio Ball, when you did your ultimate, you would go and break it down into whatever area you were in, and it would suck the ball towards you, regardless of where it was on the field. It would kind of jolt it towards you as long as it was within range, I believe. I think there are a couple of glitches with that that made it somewhat difficult to always get the ball to come to where you want, but overall, it pretty much worked as you would expect. You do your ultimate, the ball would come flying towards you. A lot of times that included, you know, you rushing into the goal, your teammates going into the goal and knocking the goalie out, essentially, so that they can't block it, and then you doing your ultimate. So that was a lot of the way that people scored in the previous game. And one of the other changes that they decided to make to the newer version of the game is they decided to take out the ability to boop the opponents. So you can no longer boop your opponent out of the goal and just make it super easy to score. So now it's all going to be basically skill. You know, you're going to have a hard time trying to make a goal. Previously, you could just roll in with two or three people if you wanted to leave the goal wide open, and you could just pop them right out and then just keep on blasting the ball until it went into the goal, or use an ultimate to pull it into where you are. But now they've made it slightly more difficult by making it so that you can't push your opponents around. And that was kind of some of the strategy in the previous version of this specific gameplay, was to, if your opponent was about to make a goal, for instance, then you'd boop them out of the way so that they couldn't hit the ball into your goal. Or if you want to try and make a goal on their side, you'd boop them out of the way so that they couldn't defend the goal as easily. So now what the ultimate does actually is it increases your speed and your jump and actually the power of your hit. But that's all it does. So you're not looking at it pulling through anywhere anymore, which makes it slightly more difficult to score, but also makes it so that you kind of have to communicate more with your teammates as to what exactly is happening, you know, because if you use your ultimate, then they use their ultimate, then it's just wasting a bunch of ults. And that was the same problem with the original version of the game, that people would go through and they'd waste their ults at the wrong times and not know how to play. Really, you have to have like a pretty decent three-man unit to be able to play this. Otherwise, it makes it kind of difficult. But that's also some of the charm and some of the fun inside of this game mode, is that you just really never know what you're going to get. So now that they've changed it and they've taken out the ability for you to boop your opponent, it makes it so that, again, it's mostly skill. Now, another thing that they changed is the arena that they're playing in this year. This year, it's going to be the Sydney Arena, I believe. So it's going to be slightly different looking than the previous arena. But overall, I feel like there's probably not going to be that big of a change. So what I want to say is that I think that the coolest thing about this, besides just the game mode coming back, which is fucking phenomenal. I love the game mode. I can't wait to play it. So I'm really excited about that. But something that was really interesting to me is that they decided that they're going to go ahead and re-release the skins from last year. So basically what that does is it makes it so that if you have the skins from last year and maybe we're missing like one or two, then you can buy them again this year. So you didn't actually miss out on them. Now, I'm really, really hoping that this carries over to all of the other events that they plan on doing in the future. For instance, the Halloween events, so you can get that Witch Mercy skin or the Junkrat skin that you never got, or any of the other events that you might have missed a skin for. It would be really awesome if they went through and re-released the skins that you can get it again. In this case, they decided to do that because obviously the Summer Games happen continuously every single year, so events that can happen every year, I imagine they'll go ahead and re-release it. And the coolest thing about this is that while they're re-releasing it, they're actually discounting those skins. So whereas a legendary skin might cost, you know, 3,000 or something like that credits, the newer skins are going to be a fraction of that cost, so you're going to be able to collect the older skins for cheaper. Now, kind of the reason that they decided to do this is because they don't want people to be left out of the things that are fun in the game. For instance, Lucio Ball started happening around the time that the game started picking up momentum in sales, so a lot of people missed out on a lot of the Summer Game skins. And similarly, later in the year, obviously, some of the other events started bringing more people into it, and people might not have known that they could have played inside of these events. So that being the case, now you don't have to worry about it if they decide to keep this kind of this repurchase, or I guess you would call it discounted purchase of the previous skins in for other events. Then you're not going to really have to worry so much if you miss a couple of skins here and there, because more than likely it'll be back again next year, which is totally awesome. Now, as they stated, the reason that they're doing this is because they know that not everyone can collect all the skins. It just costs too many credits. It's too much. It costs people so much money that they don't want to play, basically. You know, if all you're going to do is come into the game and play it for the 1 or 2 weeks that you're going through and having these specialty game modes and then not get every skin, that's very disappointing to a lot of people, especially the people that are completists that need to have all of the skins. So now they seem to have incorporated a way that you can collect as much as you want, but there's probably still going to be some things that you won't be able to collect. Now, specifically speaking, what I took away from what Jeff was saying inside of his release video, basically the developer update, was that the skins are coming back. I don't know if that actually includes sprays or not, but I'm happy enough just to have the skins. I know other people who are, you know, want to go after the complete collection of everything. They would love it for everything to come back, but honestly, like, some of that stuff is definitely something that you have to earn. For instance, you know, I feel like some of the sprays that you get during some of these events that are extraordinarily difficult to get shouldn't really be brought back. I mean, even if they bring it back next year, it should be a new one. It shouldn't be the one that's from the previous year, and you shouldn't be able to purchase that because obviously you needed to earn it. So unless they bring back like legacy modes so you can re-earn those achievements, for instance, then that would be pretty cool. But at the same time, I'm thinking they're probably not going to do that. So, and an example of that, obviously, Lucio Ball has been reworked to be a slightly different version of this game mode. So chances are any of the achievements from last year that you could have got, you're not going to get again this year. But again, I'm just happy enough to see that they're bringing the skins back, because overall, I feel like that's a really, really cool thing for them to do. So with that being said, again, I'm really excited for Lucio Ball to be coming back again. Hopefully I can get tons and tons of hours of it in, you know, try and work out my schedule to make it so that I can just play as much Lucio Ball as possible. So if you never played Lucio Ball and this is going to be your first year playing it, keep in mind that it is slightly different from last year, so it might not necessarily be as fun and it might actually be more difficult than the previous year. But overall, since they are keeping the essence of the game, I'm thinking it's probably still going to be pretty fucking enjoyable. If you are curious to see about the differences, there are plenty of YouTube videos that you can watch out there that show you how the game was played last year, so you can kind of get an idea of how it was played and see what the differences are. Also, if you go and you look at the Lucio Ball wiki page, it'll kind of show you how everything worked, as far as like you could see little GIF animations of all the different moves and how everything works. probably the main thing that's going to be most different that I forgot to mention earlier is that you can't actually shoot anybody in this game mode. Although last year there was a glitch that allowed you to choose a character that was not Lucio that could allow you to kill everyone else on the opponent team. And that glitch kind of made it really OP. You could basically just destroy everyone on the opponent team and just keep on killing them as they respawned and just keep scoring continuously. And the first couple of times that I saw that happen, I thought it was pretty hilarious. But once you realize how OP it was, it kind of really it made you feel bad winning because somebody on your team was essentially cheating so much that it just destroyed the dynamic of the game. So there is that, and they say that they fixed that this year, so it's not going to happen, but I guess time will tell. Thanks again for joining us today. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.